This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's talk some Cleveland Browns right now, and we'll do so with the newest tight end for the Cleveland Browns. Signed a lucrative contract with them for 4 years a few weeks ago in free agency, and that is Austin Hooper here with us on the Zach Yelp Show. Austin, congratulations, and how you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. So before we talk about football, how are you holding up during the coronavirus pandemic?
Doing a lot of the same thing every day. Just spend a lot of time indoors, ready for this whole phase to pass, so you know, we can go back to regular life again.
Have you been binge watching any show on television at all?
Oh man, I watched every episode of Tiger King last night, back to back to back to back to back. Because I believe it was 6 parts. Yeah, wow. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend it with all this free time.
Well, I was skeptical at first. Last Friday, my producer was telling me about it, and I said, man, this show seems bizarre. I'm not watching it. And then last night, I turned on the first episode, and then one episode turned into the second episode, and then I said, I got to slow down because I want something to do the next few days. That's one bizarre show there. There's no doubt about it, Austin.
No question. No question. No question. But entertainment value through the roof.
No doubt about that. Austin Hooper here with us on the show. So with the way free agency played out, did anything surprise you? And also, why did you end up picking Cleveland?
Obviously wasn't really too sure what was going to happen until a legal tampering period could occur. And then once, I believe that was on the 16th or 17th, whenever the first day of legal tampering began, Washington and Cleveland, along with Green Bay, all three of those franchises presented strong offers. And then it's a matter of, you know, seeing which city, which offensive schematics, which head coach, you know, which quarterbacks, just different things that, you know, made sense to me. And what made a lot of sense to me was just watching Stefanski's offense for years. He does a lot of things I've been asked to do in the past. So it very easily translatable for me. And I believe, you know, obviously Baker Mayfield's talented young quarterback. I mean, I saw it live when we played in the dog pound, what, 2 seasons ago now? I just saw him, I believe, through for like 75% completion, had like 3 touchdowns. So just seeing him live and how he rallied the guys around him was something that spoke volumes to me and definitely played in my decision.
So you picked Cleveland, but you also had the Packers and the Redskins on the table. What stood out to you with the Packers and the Redskins?
Excuse me?
What stood out to you with the Packers and the Redskins, though?
I mean, they offered. That always helps, right? not only did they offer, but, you know, obviously them releasing Jimmy Graham left a void at the position in Green Bay, which made sense. And then the Washington Redskins with Vernon Davis retiring and Jordan Reed, leaving the game due to injury. There's another void in the tight end room there. So, I mean, it was definitely something that was on the table. But at the end of the day, I was confident in my decision choosing Cleveland.
Was Green Bay close? You know, was there a chance that you were going to wind up in Green Bay, or was it pretty much, you know, once you and Cleveland talked and the offer came in, it was obviously going to be Cleveland?
No, I mean, playing in Atlanta, and then Matt LaFleur being the quarterback's coach in 2016, the year we went to Super Bowl 51 with Shanahan as our OC, I spent, obviously, a lot of time around Matt LaFleur. Really liked Matt LaFleur as a human being. Great teacher. I loved his patience, loved his energy in the building. So, I mean, that was the only reason Green Bay was even on the table, is because of the relationship that I have with the head man over there. But at the end of the day, I'm putting all my faith in Coach Stefanski and Baker, so I'm excited about this next chapter.
Austin Hooper here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. You touched on it a little bit, and you look at Baker. His first year was absolutely awesome. Last year it didn't go the way that that entire organization envisioned it. Well, what makes you believe that we could see more of Baker year one compared to what we saw last year?
I don't even think that's right to put it on him year one. I mean, what, he came in, what, the second half of the season as a rookie or something like that? Or was he in the whole time? I don't recall. This is a few years back now. Baker's quietly aging on us.
Terod started the first few games, and they turned it over to Baker.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you just take a look at what they did offensively, there were a lot more checkdowns, a lot of different kind of reads, a lot more quick in-and-out passes, things like that that really complement, you know, his ability to release the football very quickly and make decisions very quickly. I mean, it's tough. I mean, to the average sports fan, it all just looks like plays, but different offenses require you to, you know, obviously learn completely different schemes. And it looks like, just from what I saw from afar, it just looks like two different offensive schemes in the past. So I think continuity is going to be the biggest thing for Baker. And I think this offense that Stefanski brings pairs a lot of outside zone with movement, which Baker's obviously very athletic and moves. So I think that'll help him out tremendously. Not only that, but pairing the West Coast concepts, especially with the two guys they have on the outside, and then some, obviously some deeper intermediate routes and can come off of play action and movement as well, I think could just benefit Baker's skill set. And I really think can elevate all the skill players around him. So I'm really excited.
Well, they bring in you, and I think it's a heck of a move as Austin Hooper is here with us, because you mentioned the other talent. You got Odell there, Jarvis Landry, too. You look in the backfield, you got Kareem, and then you also have Nick Chubb. Man, this offense, we'll see what happens with Baker. You guys got to be ready to go.
Put some respect on Njoku's name now.
Come on now.
He's got both of us out there, so I'm really excited to be out there with him. I think both of us, since we run – or Stefanski runs a lot of 12, I think it could be I think it'd be really special, because I think David's, you know, obviously insanely athletic, and I think I think the sky's the limit for him. So I mean, I'm really excited for both of us to be on the field making plays at the same time.
That's going to be a competitive tight end room, right? You guys are going to be really going to be competitive. Two young guys going off one another, right?
Yeah, I mean, you get paid to compete, right? So I mean, that's what we do. So I mean, we're just going to elevate each other, push each other, train each other, and I mean, I'm really excited. I mean, I'm super excited. I mean, I know I said it like about a dozen times, but I truly am excited to get to work and get out of my parents' house and get to playing football.
Is that what you're doing right now? You're in your parents' house for the coronavirus pandemic?
Oh yeah, up in my childhood room as we speak. Got Call of Duty on in the distance, and yeah, that's about it, man. Just that's about. About the rest of my afternoon, what that's about to look like. Might get a little crazy and go on a bike ride later. Who knows?
I'm in the same boat as you. Ever since this happened 2 weeks ago, I went back home to get out of New York City. So I could feel your pain on this one, Austin Hooper. What was for dinner tonight? Just wondering.
Oh, it's still on the West Coast, so it's only 5 o'clock. So We haven't decided. I think I might butterfly cut some steak. Put a little garlic butter in a pan, lightly sear them, throw them in the oven, you know. Trying to, you know, got all this extra time where I can actually cook now, so I might as well, you know, look up some solid recipes and, you know, make some good, healthier options. So we'll see how it turns out. I'll keep you in the loop.
What's your go-to dish when Austin Hooper is cooking in the kitchen?
Ooh, for how many?
Well, let's say it's you and for a lady friend, you know, what's on the table?
Oh, okay. For me and a lady friend, hypothetically. All right. It's going to be a great question. I don't know. I think I probably would just go with pick a bottle of red wine, do a little pre-made salad, cut up some chicken breast over the top, maybe get a vegetable in there, and boom, all in under 500 calories, and you're good to go. Before the wine, that is.
Austin Hooper here with us on the show. So this team, the Browns, you know, they're going to have a lot of expectations. They had a lot of expectations last year. How do you guys block that out and just get to playing football and ignoring all the noise that comes with going with the team that's going to be in the news a lot?
Yeah, I mean, I've dealt with this in the past, being a part of a talented offense in Atlanta that accomplished some pretty special things in the past. And for an offseason after we we didn't end the 2016 year the way we wanted. All we heard of was, you know, how talented this team is and, you know, can they rebound? Can they do this or do that? And that really taught me firsthand that it, you know, it doesn't matter who you have on paper. All that matters is work and if you're willing to work. So, I mean, I've already dealt with something like this, being a part of, you know, a talented offense in the past. So, I mean, I think I have a solid understanding that all that stuff is just noise. None of it matters. I mean, the only thing that matters is how cohesive the offensive unit is on opening day, whenever that may be. So that's how I'd answer it.
It was two halves for the Falcons last year. Bad start, good finish. What went wrong with the Falcons when you look back at it from a year ago?
I don't know. There are a multitude of different factors. I mean, offensively, you know, obviously you always want to, you know, execute at a little higher level than you did. I felt offensively we did that. And then defensively, a, you know, complete 180-degree schematic change. We were running a lot of man-to-man, and we didn't have the man-to-man personnel at a lot of spots. So we were getting gashed, and then we started moving in some zones and, you know, some last-second shifts with our secondary that was fooling some quarterbacks, mixing in a lot more Tampa 2 and just doing things that, yeah, the Atlanta defense hasn't done under Dan Quinn in the past. And it, you know, caught a lot of offenses, you know, so they were very surprised when they saw what we were doing and the changes we made in the second half of the year. And it really started to lead to a lot of our success.
Did you think you'd be back in Atlanta at all?
I mean, definite possibility, right? I heard, you know, I heard that there was, you know, grumblings that there was going to be, you know, some talk throughout the year, but obviously the season wasn't going the way we wanted it to. So, getting the tight end sign wasn't a priority at 1-8 or 2-8 or whatever it was. So, it was kind of basically laid out to me that, you know, we'll revisit this after the year and, you know, after the year, led to free agency, and here I am, heading to Cleveland.
You know, this is a business, but, you know, you obviously have emotions and memories that go into it. It's wrapping up with Austin Hooper. What will you miss most about playing for the Falcons?
I'll miss the guys a lot.
I think we lost them, right? All right, that's fine. So good stuff with Austin Hooper. We appreciate him joining on the show. You know, when you hear that, I heard him say earlier in the week that it was between the Browns and then also the Redskins. I did not hear the Packers, though. I mean, you look at the Packers, he knows LaFleur, and we appreciate him coming on, you know, good stuff with him. But, you know, he talks about LaFleur, and then also in addition to, you know, you look at that, Aaron Rodgers is there. I would look at the Packers, and who knows what they were offering. That would have been a slam dunk move for the Packers if they could have got Austin Hooper. Really, I would have been so impressed if the Packers got Austin Hooper on day one or two of free agency. But, hey, he's very optimistic about Cleveland with Njoku and also Baker Mayfield. I hope the Browns end up making the playoffs. I do. They have so many personalities on that team. They have potential to be a good football team. It just seems as if they're going to be their own worst enemy. Well, last year they were, and we'll see what difference they're going to make in year number two. New coach is Stefanski, so that could make a lot of difference. But we're going to find out really what the real root of the problem was last year with Cleveland. Was it you could blame it all on Freddie? And trust me, there's a lot to blame on Freddie Kitchens. With Freddie Kitchens, though, if that team this year with the new head coach does not get to the playoffs, it's disappointment. Now, you judge success with that team last year by if they got to the playoffs or not. Clearly, they didn't get that. This year, you're going to judge it by if they're going to be able to get to the playoffs or not. And they had an extra playoff spot, so you better find a way to get in this year. There's no excuses for Cleveland. You look at that team. You know, get Myles Garrett back offensively, Baker Mayfield. You have Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt. You add in Austin Hooper. You compliment him with David Njoku, who needs to get back to what he was in 2018. That's a team with a lot of talent. You look at that, name me on paper. And we know what paper means. It means nothing. Now, you hear potential. What does potential mean? You haven't done it yet. But you look at that team, Name me seven better teams in the AFC than Cleveland on paper. I'm not telling you Cleveland's going to the playoffs because I believed them last year and I got burned, absolutely burned on Cleveland. But you look at the AFC East right now, what roster would you rather have? You know, compared to Cleveland. Look in the North. Look in the South. Look in the West. I'd take Kansas City. I would take Baltimore. I would still go New England. But Jared Stidham at quarterback, I have Baker than Jared Stidham right now. I would. Now, you want to give Buffalo in there too? And even so, I look at that roster, and I'll say this, Cleveland and Cleveland compared to New England and Buffalo, actually rethinking this, Cleveland's got a better roster than New England and Buffalo. You can make a case, you can make this case that the Browns have the third best roster in the AFC. You can make that case behind Kansas City and Baltimore. Now, does that mean they're winning does that mean they're going to get in the playoffs? No, because last year, you could make a case that had a top five roster as well, and they didn't even come close to making the playoffs. If you look at seven teams, if right now you have to give me seven teams in the AFC to make the playoffs. You know, and we'll probably go heavier and then narrow it down. New England, Buffalo, Baltimore, Texans, or Tennessee. You know, I just threw five in there. Chiefs. Now, those are six, and being a little bit generous to the South, and I didn't put Cleveland in there. You look at this AFC, there is no reason, none, why Cleveland shouldn't be in the playoffs. If they don't get to the playoffs this year, it's a disaster, just like last year was a disaster, because they have some serious talent. You know, if I put Cleveland in the AFC South, I think a lot of people probably picking the Browns to win that division. If I put Cleveland in the AFC East this year, he could have some people picking Cleveland winning that division. In the West, they wouldn't beat Kansas City. And who knows? Maybe Baltimore takes a step back. I'm not convinced that Big Ben's going to go back and light it up. I'm not saying they should win the division, but they should be in the postseason. Now, will they? Man, if you thought last year was ugly when they did it, this year would be even uglier. They're adding a playoff spot. So we appreciate Austin Hooper joining us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.